This is Gratitude Space Radio, and I'm your host, Chris Palmore. This is a birthday gratitude episode. Enjoy. Good day, Molly, and welcome to Gratitude Space Radio. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad we finally did this. I feel like we talked about this months ago. I mentioned I definitely wanted to have a conversation with you. So seeing your birthday was coming up, I was thinking this is the app, you know, seize the moment.
Yes, totally. And I think it's one, I love that idea of doing that on birthdays. Two, I feel really grateful on my birthday. It's St. Patrick's Day, luck of the Irish. And so, you know, just like to further reinforce that kind of gratitude vibes. And I'm particularly grateful for this birthday coming up because I just feel out of all the birthdays that I've had in recent adult years, like I just am getting to a place where I feel like life is kind of in a flow state and working in a way that it wasn't always in the past, or I hadn't related to it in that way. So, and I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, some of that gratitude practice that I'm sure we'll discuss, because for all those years when I wasn't doing that, some of my results, I think, aligned with that kind of outlook on life.
No, I completely understand what you're saying. I had a birthday a couple months ago, and it's interesting as you get older, what matters, right? Like,
yes.
Things are so different from when you're younger to older, and just, you know, I just find like my birthday, I think of my last few birthdays, and I just think about how, just being with you, my wife, who's my wife now, and just how she's like amazing when it comes to gifts. Like, she's so much better than anybody I've ever had close to me in my entire life. So like, she, for birthdays, she wants you to feel special. Like, it's hard not to feel like it'd be impossible not to feel it if she's the one radiating that at you. And if that's like sticking balloons to the ceiling, you know, and hanging a sign, you know, like just that type of, you know, when I was younger, I was thinking birthdays and you think presents, but that's not what it is at all anymore. It's more, who am I with? Like, what's this time I'm spending? So I dig what you're putting
down. Ah, that's amazing. Well, very cool of her to have that kind of, for people to around her to know that she is someone that's going to bring that. I think that's such a cool, you know, characteristic, because it's a nice celebration of life and, you know, milestones and a lot of things. So I think that's great.
Yeah. Thanks. We were talking before, like, I like to think about like the chain reactions of events that lead people to where they are. And I was actually looking at some emails last week, and the first time you and I were in the same space together was at Chris Shimbra's, one of Chris Shimbra's events. And I know that only because I typed in your name the other day, and you, like, you know, after the event, he said, if people want to, you know, share anything. And your share was, because I was looking at your email address, there you were in that list. We didn't know each other. We didn't talk to each other that night, but we were in that same room. We both commented, actually, you know, in that email chain. But there you were. And I was thinking, wow, that's, you know, that's where we initially connected. And then later, I think I joined that the next time. That might have been the time the gate group was there. And that's how I ended up pivoting with the gate group. And that's where I believe that's where you and I actually connected, was the gate group, correct?
So I think so too. And so now that you're saying all that, you're bringing this all back to me too, because it's, one, it makes such perfect sense that we would find ourselves in rooms like that, because those certainly, among other things, just a cool conversation, a lot of kind of gratitude and, giving and what have you, whether it's the gate group or Chris's group. So really cool. And actually, it was a really great question. I'm not sure which one it was that we finally landed on connecting more, but either way, just felt like very similar outlooks on life in a lot of ways.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, the gate group, I had several people from that group write really great essays for, you know, Dear Gratitude, like you did. So it's like, it's amazing what one little connection, like how many beautiful relationships and moments and things come out of just showing up and being present, you know, and being open to those experiences. It's amazing.
I love that. Yes, absolutely. I'm looking forward to more people, you know, kind of creating forums like that and like you're doing, because it really is such a superpower if we're able to lean into it and then have that kind of contagion effect, you know, because obviously it's often, well, in terms of gratitude, not something that all of us are maybe wired initially without training, go straight to. And so even just the reminders of that from other people around us can just really help us further cement that kind of practice. And then for ourselves to know ourselves to show up as someone like that, in those type of settings is really powerful.
For sure. Yeah. And, you know, speaking, I'd love you to, I mean, obviously you wrote a beautiful essay called Spreading Gratitude for Dear Gratitude. But before we talk about that and talk about your birthday, I'd like to hear a little more about, you know, how you started your gratitude practice, and also about how did you get into writing group gratitude emails daily?
Yeah. So I actually have a friend of mine to thank for it who had started it. She had started it out of, I don't know if this is still standard practice, but back a bunch of years ago, apparently in AA, it was a practice, that you would send out a gratitude to, like, I guess your sponsor or people that were close to you. And it's just kind of a small email. And I had found myself, she had added me onto one of those groups, or went to one of those emails. And I was like, that is such a good idea. I don't want to do that. And so I had just kind of organically started it, just a couple people, and it was at a time in my life, I was living in Manhattan, and it was, I was really just pretty stressed out and entrepreneur and really burning the candle at both ends, and often not particularly grateful. and so that time in my day to each day, really take a second, and sometimes it would just be the silliest thing, or could appear as the silliest things, you know, grateful for, you know, my coffee mug and whatever. And yet it was a really powerful time. And I would see, when I've looked back periodically, I've definitely seen a personal evolution. Sometimes there would be things that I'd put in there that would be almost complaints disguised as gratitude back in the day, you know, like, grateful for the ability, you know, to notice when I'm getting cranky or whatever. And just some of these things. And then, you know, as the years have gone on, it's become more of a practice, really getting to notice just like the power of the simplicity, and that there really is like a more of an abundance, I guess, mindset, of, you know, or I like to think, or hope to think, that it's moving into that, of, you know, some of, they're just actually simple, things, but that are really, I would have likely missed or overlooked in my day, without the prompting to kind of do that ritual of, kind of listing out. And so the format for me is, an email to friends and family, that I send every day, and I number them on the top, little couple emojis or whatever, but then probably around like 10 or so things each day, that I'm grateful for. And often when I start it every day, there's kind of like, okay, what am I grateful for? You know, like, almost just like what is the word when you kind of like amnesia or something of all the great things that happen? And you're like, well, what do I have to be grateful for? And then once you start getting on a roll, you're like, oh my God, and this thing happened and this thing happened. And so it can really just, shift your thinking. And I've definitely noticed it starting, 'cause now it's become like almost this, prayer or meditation that happens each day. And so to say, like, I start every single line the same, it's like grateful for some version of that. And so I'll notice my thinking at times starting to say, like, you know, even just in my internal dialogue, like, oh, grateful for that, whatever that thing might've been, just throughout the course of my day, which I have a real strong suspicion has come from this, because I don't think the me of whatever now, almost like 6 years ago, would have been thinking like that internally.
No, I understand what you're saying too, because I because the daily practice, you know, in reflection, right? Daily reflection and reflection, you can go back and go, wow, I had this wonderful conversation with this person, or that was said to me in this, you know, you start to pick up on those little things with the reflection, and also intention, right? Like you said, you're starting in the morning with the intention. So therefore, when you're going out, you've already, it's like you've primed your brain to see what's, you know, to look for gratitude, for look for grateful moments, where if somebody doesn't prime their brain, it's really hard to ever, you know, when it happens, it's a kind of a mystery when it happened, right? Because where did that come from? How did it pop up? But if you prime, you know, the more priming we do, the more we're going to see it, the more it's going to happen. So it's an amazing thing.
Yes, definitely. And actually, So I've tried to do some of it in the morning at different points, but for some reason, it's just consistently, for me, ended up working in my schedule to do at the end of the day. And what's been really good about that for me from the sleep perspective, so with the company, Sleep is a Skill, then it's actually been really, really helpful to kind of shift into that before bed as well. So from that priming perspective, because I had previously known myself to be someone that all the things that I could possibly think that are not working in my life, I would think right before bed or while in bed. And so it actually has really super, super been helpful for that of kind of priming, to your point, before that time that used to be kind of a battlefield in my brain, and actually shifting into like, oh, this is like such a nice part of my day. And the other thing that's spilled over is that so I'll do that from my perspective, the gratitude list before, you know, somewhat in my evening, shortly before bed. And then my fiance and I will also do it before sleep. So we do three each, which has been really fun because then it's kind of like a group thing. And then, we're just such wackos, the two of us together. So it's often like funny things will come up and it's a great sort of shift to bring a little humor and play or what have you right before bed. So we've really liked that process because it's further ensured that kind of lighthearted or play or appreciation in those times right before sleep, which I think is really valuable.
That's awesome. I love that you're doing that with him and obviously creating those memories and laughing together and reflecting on your day and things you do together. When I talk to people about gratitude, it's like I say, it's really great to make a list, but if you can then share that or connect, you know, there's such a huge difference. Well, okay, for example, I use this term called gratitude cube. So it's like, it's very nice to say like, I like my book, but why do you like your book? Because I just say I like my book, there's like literally no emotion, right? So it's like, if I tell you why I like the book and I start talking about it, I'm actually getting emotional, you know? So there's a way to like get emotion, but the peer structure is like connecting gratitude and discussing gratitude with somebody else. Because you can't really create a memory, but you're with somebody else. It's a real memory where if you're just alone, it's like, we're normally alone. You know, it's like, you're normally sitting there reading your book or having your coffee. These are everything. But when you have somebody else like that, that's really beautiful. It's just, you're building these memories, these really happy memories, resharing those memories and making them become more than they were. So it's awesome.
Yeah. And one thing that we found is helpful because often, you know, partly why I created the, you know, company Sleep is a Skill is that there were so many years where I wasn't sleeping well. A longer story than that, but that's like the nice version. And, I've also seen it's kind of like a, almost like a kind of clearing process or some version of that in the evenings where between the two of us, it can become very clear if there's anything that's still like on each other's minds that we need to kind of, suss out before bed. And sometimes just like silly ruminations on, you know, nonsense, but somehow having more fuel in the evening. And so one of the things we found is that like through the process of doing those gratitudes, if anything is there, then we're kind of just getting it out and then we're able to be complete about whatever that thing is. And then move into the fun stuff of the gratitude. And it almost seems to often set up more powerfully for that transitional state to like, you know, relax the brain and have us go off to a restful sleep.
That's beautiful. Yeah. One of the things I do is I will ask myself like, why was today, like I start my day by saying like, today's going to be a great day. So I put like intention out there. And then the evening, the question is, why was today a great day? So it allows you to look back, like I said, on those moments and go to sleep with a very peaceful, you know, in a peaceful state opposed to what I have to get, you know, what I have to do tomorrow, what went wrong today, like the analyzation of things over and over again that never stops. So I completely dig that. And that's great. You have a partner to do that with. That's you're like, you know, you're 10Xing the experience by having your fiance be a part of the whole thing.
Yes. And I would definitely put in there if anyone's listening and then have this sense of, but my partner might not be willing to do this on a regular basis. I will just put in that my fiance Blake is such a character and for so long was not into it at all. And in the beginning would just sort of be like, grateful for apartment, house, bag, but whatever, you know, just like rattle off things really quickly. And then, but over time it started to, it was kind of like joking, and then moved in to actually something that like he'll now start before I will start it at different points. So it's like actually, so I put that in there in the event that, you know, everyone has different dynamics in their relationship. And I think it is interesting that once people start to get the value of it, then often those who might not have been as into it seem to come on board, because it is just such a cool, weird emotional shift that we can kind of a little fun high that you can have by shifting into gratitude.
That's beautiful. You know, being this is a birthday podcast, I'd love to give you the floor just to share some maybe some thoughts this past year in gratitude, and also some people in your life you're grateful for.
Oh, well, thank you. That is awesome. Yeah, so a lot has happened in this last year for everyone, and certainly myself included. And I'm very, very grateful for how things unfolded in, you know, certainly in the face of kind of unexpected things. And so one, grateful for my family in a way that I think I even was more connected to them in certain capacities, even with the distance involved. So I think that one's been clear. Grateful for I've definitely leaned into my peer groups and, you know, kind of accountability structures. And I've always been one for those sort of start like loving those different kind of mastermind or accountability groups or what have you. And I think those were huge during, you know, times of lockdown and times when without that, I think there could have been a whole different inner dialogue than what I was really thankful to have been surrounded by during that period of, you know, empowering conversations. And then super grateful for how my business has really looks totally different this year than it did last year. You know, launching the Sleep is a Skill podcast on the podcast topic of things, our weekly newsletter. My clients have just been amazing, amazing. So I just definitely am stepping into a sense of abundance in this year in a way that in all capacities, you know, whether it's like rich in kind of that conversations or like vision or what's possible and all of those things in a way that just, you know, a few years ago were not present in my thinking or speaking.
That's beautiful. Is there somebody you think that may watch this birthday gratitude episode you'd like to maybe share a special message to?
Oh, I love that. Well, I mean, I know I've mentioned my fiance quite a bit, so he's been certainly my partner in crime for this past, well, you know, for years now, but also I'm really grateful that out of this, you know, like lockdown and extra, you know, abnormal amounts of time of being inside and sort of, or not just inside, but, you know, certainly a different way of relating to the world around us and different things, that I know I'm really grateful for our like relationship dynamic, that it's actually been a lot of great memories and play and fun. You know, so I'm really super grateful for that. And then, you know, so going into more of for sure my family and friends out of that too. So those would be my people.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. It's I mean, it's an amazing thing to obviously with everything that was happening this last year, if you could be with somebody that you got along with in the space, what a massive thing just to be grateful for. And not, you know, we think what, how many things are like wrapped up, how many things are layers of gratitude are wrapped up in that statement, right? Like you being able to be with somebody in a space like that, where you get along. It's not only do you have a place, not only have like, you know, electricity and water and food and everything, but then you have this person where you actually are enjoying the company of the person that you're with. So there's like huge, massive, you know, there's massive amounts of gratitude in that, just like you said, in that statement of having somebody.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, because we've known that we're, you know, I think there depends on people's viewpoints of relationships, you know, what would inspire them. I think for a lot of people, they'd be like, oh my God, that's way too much time to be with the other person, because we're together all the time. And we've been like that for years and years. especially there was a period when we had, you know, we're working on our businesses together and, you know, we're kind of digital nomads for a few years. And so just like the two of us traveling, you know, lots of an inordinate amount of time together for sure. But I think this was just even a more interesting way to do it. Cause in the past, you know, it would be sprinkled in with, you know, other, a lot more groups or different things. And so to be devoid of a lot of those distractions that I think brought up a lot of stuff for many of us, cause it just had us, presume for a lot of people kind of having more time for reflection or, you know, however you make meaning out of that lack of, distractions, if you will, or, events or different things. I think that was a big deal for us to see that we can just, you know, it's, there's a workability there that I'm really grateful for.
Yeah. And, you know, just speaking to, you know, everything having to slow down, like, you know, if that hadn't happened, we never would have met too, you know,
yes.
Chris would have never have done those online, you know, these little, you think of these little things, right? Like he never would have done those online things. So therefore we technically never, you know, this whole thing would never would have happened.
Yes. Nailed it. So, yes, exactly.
Yeah. I feel the same way about my podcast launching and the book and the non, you know, all these, you know, all these relationships were all because time opened up and then, you know, people that you know, when time opens up, you get a choice. What do you want to do with it? You know, like yeah. You launched your podcast too, just like I launched my podcast. And I'll tell you, like, I'm so happy. The podcast allows me to have awesome conversations with wonderful people. I'm so, you know, selfish in the sense I just want to do it all the time.
Yeah. I totally get that. Absolutely. I know. And it can just be so enriching because, yeah, some of these conversations that I've had have really been, you know, just life changing or the connections with these people and then who they connect you to and, just the expansion of your life in a lot of ways based on the kind of conversations you're now seeing yourself be a part of, which is really cool.
Yeah. It's, I feel so fortunate, yeah, I'm totally with you on that. I love it. Like I, you know, that's why with me, like the birthday thing, it's like, I realized after I did 12 episodes, I was like, I have to figure out easier way. I have to figure out the easiest way to do this. Like, cause I want to do as much as I can. That's what I was like, oh, we'll do a birthday one. I don't have to read someone's book. I don't have to, you know, it's like, I don't have to have a whole bunch of different questions. It's very like directional. It's like, it's your birthday. Who are you grateful for? How do we know each other? Good time. You know, it's like, cause I was just like, I just want to have the conversation and create the space, you know? Where we both get to share what they're grateful for and be in that space together. So
I love that. That's such a cool idea. I've never done a birthday grateful podcast and I think that's very clever.
Well, thanks. Yeah. We'll have to talk another time. I'm doing a new thing called a gratitude bomb. So, if you'd like to help me at some point, basically the cool thing because I'm beta testing this, like if you have somebody in your life that you would like that, you know, several people, like, so the idea is you pick someone in your life and we get a group together in a live stream and it's called a gratitude bomb. So basically we do like an hour of sharing love for one person and then we share the video with the person. So I did that for Michael Roderick, actually, from the Gate Group. I had six, seven of us, got together over a live stream like this and they were coming in and, Amber was VJing it with me and it was awesome, but it was just a wonderful way, great, like getting seven people to be in a grateful state. And then it was all directed towards one person. So it was like, it really gave the circle, you know what I mean? It really opened and closed that loop. And, in such a way, I enjoyed it so much. It was awesome.
That is amazing. I love that idea. What a cool experience for you guys. And then also for whoever the person is. And I'm sure Michael must have loved that. But anyone would love that. That's like incredible.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm sure he was very surprised. He definitely wrote a couple things about being surprised.
So. Sure. Yeah. I would love to be involved in any of those kind of future ones.
Yeah. Well, awesome. We could definitely talk later and see if you know, when we're off air, if you have anybody in mind you think we could do that for, I would love to do that with you. So just throwing that out there, but I know our time's kind of running down here. You were kind enough to write for my book, Dear Gratitude. And I was hoping that you would be, if you wouldn't mind just reading that now and yes. I will give you, I want to put, let me see here. I'm going to do this and this so that we have a nice encasement.
Amazing.
I'll click over and have your title there too. So, I will just go ahead and shut up and allow you to read your essay that's in the book.
Okay, perfect. So my essay was under, yes, spreading gratitude. And it began with, I recently hit my 2000th grateful day of, or sorry, consecutive day of gratitude email messages to friends and family, AKA 5.479 years of daily gratitude, exclamation. There is not a single habit that I've kept this consecutively or consistently. Why can't I read? And in the process, this practice has taught me a lot. Before starting this practice, I didn't hang out much in a state of gratitude regularly. For the most part, I hung out in a state of survival and suffering. Thanks to the reputation of, reputation of this daily practice, mantra, or even prayer of gratitude, my mind is slowly but surely becoming more primed to seek out what's right versus what's wrong. I've also discovered that you're never, quote unquote, done with the practice of gratitude. It is a daily creation. Without working the muscle, our lizard brain will sail right back to everything that does not work. Bruce Lee once said, I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times. I'm excited to see what life will look like after 10,000 days of gratitude. Lastly, I've learned that sharing gratitude can be even more soul-filling than keeping it all to ourselves. The gratitude contagion effect that happens when we don't keep our appreciation for our lives tucked away can be a real win-win for both the listener and us. That's why I'm grateful to be included in this book to help forward that goal of spreading gratitude as a collaborative and consistent part of life. Oh, shoot. I think I lost your audio. Why did that happen?
No, that was me. Oh, sorry. Okay. That was great. So no, I muted myself because I wanted to make sure that when you were reading, I didn't talk. So that was totally me.
Sure.
And then I dropped the ball and not putting it back up. So
all good.
Thanks for reading that. Yeah. I remember getting that and reading that the first time when I opened my computer and I was like, I loved your metaphor. Completely using the Bruce Lee metaphor was an awesome metaphor. It just stuck, right? It's just so easy just to stick. And just the whole thing of, you know, that the daily practice and like it is a daily practice. You know, you have to, it isn't like you're just born, you don't just wake up and voila, it's there. It's like, it's if somebody want, you know, and I talk to people, it's like, and I don't know what some people's daily practice, like we're talking about, it's all different for anybody. But basically it's like, figure out what works for you and try it out for, you know, a month and see what happens, you know?
Absolutely.
And I really, you're like you're saying at the very end of your essay, it's like, you know, gratitude when it's expressed and connected with individuals is so much more powerful when you voice it or it connects to somebody else. It's again, making memories and it's just creating experiences that you can actually look back on and feel the gratitude again, because you've built this, you know, this, it's a powerful thing. And that's why you're, you know, when someone reads your essay, they're going to feel that, you know what I mean? Your essay does that when people read it, you know, you're creating a moment for people to reflect on gratitude. And that's it's wonderful. So I thank you so much for writing that and submitting it and being part of the book.
Oh, well, thank you so much for including me and, you know, just really for the forum that you've created for people to have this conversation more regularly and to be a part of it, because it is such a gift. So few times in our days or, you know, in our conversations, do we have an opportunity to kind of be around these topics on a regular basis. And so I think it's fantastic that you're spearheading this as a way of life and that it can be a regular thing that we discuss and that we bring into our conversations.
Thanks, Molly. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate your friendship and spending this time today. And I know I won't be the first person to say it on your birthday, but when you do see this in your live stream, your feed on your birthday, I just want to say happy birthday, Molly. Aww. And I hope you have, I know you're going to have a wonderful day because you're going to be with your fiance and I'm sure you're going to have some really funny moments to share with him at the end of the day. And
Gratitude list. Yep, for sure.
Yeah. It's going to be wonderful. So thank you again so much for this time. And I'm Molly with, I'm not Molly. You're Molly. I'm trying to close out. That's how great I am. I mute my mic and then I say I'm you. I'm Chris with Molly, just reminding everybody to have a lot to be grateful.
This is an open call to anyone that would like to share their gratitude for another on their upcoming birthday. All you have to do is reach out to me at the email address hello@gratitudespace.com. That link will be in the show notes. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe and rate us. You could look at this as a way of showing me a little gratitude, just a friendly suggestion. Thank you for tuning in to Gratitude Space Radio, and we are out.